Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Kate Talk.
It was Child Protection Week. It was marked nationally last week. And we're going to touch on related matters. It is 10:22. The CEO of Girls and Boys Town South Africa, Karen Farid, has made this particular quote essentially. Trauma is not a moment, it's a cycle. And I think that's important for us to highlight. It is exactly that. It powerfully, in fact, captures, I think, what is enduring and pervasive, the nature of traumatic experience. It moves beyond the idea that trauma is simply just a singular event, a moment that happens and then is over. It's not like that. I think we've come to understand that in the very many interactions that we've had on this topic. It does emphasize that trauma can create a pattern maybe of thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and even psychological responses that repeat and influence one's life long after that original event. Welcome, Karen Farid. It's great to have you with us on this Monday morning.
Good morning, Clarence. And yeah, to your listeners as well, a very good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
I think before we dive into stuff, just tell us about Girls and Boys Town South Africa and the critical work that you do for South Africa's youth.
Thank you. So Girls and Boys Town South Africa is a child and youth care organization. And we've been around for 67 years, started in 1958. And we provide services to children who are vulnerable, who've been abused, neglected, abandoned, but also have responded to those, abuses against them through developing behaviors that are inappropriate and thus difficult to manage. So we provide services in three provinces, in the Western Cape, KZN, and also in KwaZulu-Natal through our residential care programs, where children are, through the children's court, admitted to our facilities, and where we work with them holistically, providing all for all their needs, academic, social, psychological, and all their needs, as well as working with the entire system, with the families and the caregivers of children who come into our care, and the educators who work with them in the communities and everywhere else where, children are interfacing with other professionals as well.
Sure, I've quoted you. You said that trauma is not a moment, it's a cycle. We have 26,000 cases of child abuse and neglect reported, that in the last fiscal year. I would imagine the wounds have healed, or at least the physical wounds would have healed when they present themselves at your institutions. The invisible burdens, are they? How do we break that cycle?
Yeah, Clarence, it's very difficult. And as you said in your introduction, trauma, it's not just an event. The long-lasting effects of that is lifelong. And we indeed need to break that cycle. We need to break the cycle by, firstly, recognizing that it is a cycle and that, we have to work broadly. We have to work not only as one organization or one facility, but as an entire network and society, by building circles of protection and safety around children, that we need to understand that the services not only need to be provided to the child that is coming into care, but also to their caregivers, because that is the intergenerational impact of abuse. We know that when children have been abused or neglected, very often they come from homes where the parents themselves have had their own trauma. And so we need to be respectful of that. We need to recognize that and not treat the caregivers or the parents or blame them. Mm. We also have to help them heal. And so we have to go back and work with the entire system and work to heal everybody within that system. And obviously that's long-term work, as you said, it doesn't just mean that a child comes into the care of Girls and Boys Town in any facility and, once they step over the threshold, everything is healed. There's a lot of work. So,
yeah.
And there's trust that needs to be rebuilt. And trust not only in the system, but also in their own abilities.
Yeah, so essentially, I would imagine unresolved trauma results in individuals maybe adapting or adopting, maybe more so coping mechanisms. And we're talking lots of stuff there. We're talking self-harm, we're talking substance abuse, we're talking unhealthy relationship patterns. You're talking like more challenges to deal with.
Sorry, Carol.
I'm saying you've got more challenges that are piled on, and you've got to deal the source of all of those coping mechanisms. And you said that could be an intergenerational kind of journey that you need to take with that person.
Yes, for sure. And you know, as you can imagine, it is very hard because we're dealing with the child who's the most vulnerable in that system, right? And they often take on everything. They take on the blame. They respond to that in the only way that they know how, and sometimes that's by in exactly the same way that they've been treated. So we have this ongoing sort of cycle of violence and aggression that's happening, and we see this in our society today. If you just look at what's happening at schools, the amount of violent and aggressive incidents that are happening at schools, and those are children acting out giving vent, you know, to what they've experienced in their homes. And so, yeah, there's a whole conglomeration of factors. You know, we think of the society that we're living in. We think of child abuse and neglect, and then you also add to that the statistics, and you read that in conjunction with gender-based violence. You know, then you have it's like almost mind-blowing in terms of what our children are experiencing directly and indirectly. So it really is a long-term process. It takes in-depth work. It takes a lot of understanding. It takes love. It takes, you know, just the whole unconditional acceptance of the person and where they're coming from and what they've experienced.
You don't have to say love and unconditional acceptance in the same sentence, do you? But that is the silver bullet. Is it not just love and Ubuntu?
Yes. I think you've hit on that. And I think us as South Africans, our hearts are big. And we hope that we can all open our hearts to our children, you know, in the way that they need, with that just really Ubuntu that we know so well as a nation. So, yeah, I think that, and that does help, you know, but it is the sense of I'm going to be okay here. These people are providing what I need. And it's not just emotional.
Yeah.
It's emotional and physical safety. It is a belief in really trying to rebuild the children, the trust in adults again, that we are there. Mm. We are there to help them heal. We are there to protect them. And if we can all just, you know, go about our business or our lives in that way, then, you know, we begin to make a difference, one child at a time.
So be it. Corin Farron, thank you very much for your time. CEO of Girls Boys Town South Africa, and of course, talking about safeguarding our youth beyond Child Protection Week. It is 10:31. Eyewitness News headlines. Natalie Malka standing by.
Thank you, Clarence. Good morning.